All right, everyone, can everyone hear me out there? Is it on? Yes? Okay, great. Okay, so my name is Tamara Dykman, and I'll be serving as the TSPC hearing officer. We have a very specific thing that we need to say, so I'm going to be reading it to you, and then I can answer any questions about the process, and then we'll get started. Okay, so the purpose of the hearing is to take public comment on the rules proposed for adoption by the Commission regarding dyslexia instruction pursuant to House Bill 2412 and reading instruction pursuant to House Bill 3069. No responses to questions will be made at this time. The Commission will be provided all public comment for their consideration prior to the adoption of the rules. In addition to the opportunity to present oral comments at this hearing, anyone may submit written comment until the close of hearing today. Okay.
Elizabeth.
Okay. Comments received after that time will not be reviewed or considered by the agency unless the agency decides to extend the public comment period for everyone. Each person wishing to comment orally at this hearing should have signed up on the pink, beige, or white sheets. We are using the sheets to call each person when it is his or her turn to testify. We are doing that in groups of 20. Other preliminary matters. Bathrooms are through these doors. Please wait to leave the room during the time between testimony. If you decide not to provide oral testimony, you may still provide written testimony by handing it to me or any one of the staff members outside. Because of the large number of people interested in testifying tonight, we are asking that you limit your comments to 3 minutes. We will hold up a sign when you have 1 minute remaining. And I was going to make a fancy sign, and I forgot, so this is all we have. Again, you may submit written testimony up to the close of hearing today if you are not able to get through all of your comments during oral testimony. So once we're doing in groups of 20, so once this group is finished, then the next group will come in. And then outside, we have speakers set up, so if you want to stay and listen to the other testifiers, you may do so. Any questions? Why? I know somebody.
Yes, in the back.
I'm sorry, I don't know if you addressed, are the opponents also going to be speaking at the same time or after us?
So how it's done, and this was in the, if you received the notice of the hearing, and in the model rules, it has the proponents first, and then opponents, and then other neutral parties. And so we're abiding by that order. So we're going to first take everyone that's interested in testifying in support, and then we'll take everybody that's opposed, and then everyone else.
People who are in support can stay and listen to the testimony of the people who are opposed.
Yes, but we only can allow 20. Yes, exactly. Great. Any other questions?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Can we take pictures?
It's a public meeting.
Yeah. Just not of me. No.
Any other questions?
Yes.
Will the recording be available?
Great question. Yes, it will be posted on our website within the next couple days.
And we can record that without a problem?
And you personally can record it?
Yeah.
Oh, from the website, the audio? I don't know the answer to that question. Yeah, download it. Yeah, I mean, you can. I just don't know exactly through the technology if that's...
I'll
yeah. Okay, yeah, absolutely. It's completely open to the public. Oh, and just want to make sure that you know that the audio will also be made available to our commissioners as well as the public, as including all the written testimony as well. Great. Okay. Now we get official, more official, and we'll turn on the recording. I have a statement to make, and then we'll call up the first folks on the list. And before you start the recording, we still have 3 slots left in this group. Were there anybody else that wanted to testify that didn't have a chance to sign up? You, okay.
Yay, Stephanie.
Okay, great. So here you go.
So just to clarify,